Well, as you've been hearing, Kelly Harrington says she can't wait to get back home to celebrate her win with her family. And there were tears in her eyes in Tokyo as she watched the scenes from her home area after she was declared the winner. Well, I had the privilege of going to Portland Road this morning to watch the fight with her family, friends and fans.
Here we go.
There was only one place to be in Dublin's north inner city this morning as the residents of Portland Row, already bursting with pride, gathered around the big screen that they brought in themselves to watch their local girl going for gold.
My name's Ed Griffin. I run Esker Boxing Club about in Lucan. We run the Esker All-Female Box Cup every year. There's normally about 400 or 500 boxes at, and that's due in part to Kelly and the success she's had over the years, you know.
What does it mean to you to be here on Portland Road this morning to bring some of your younger members along to see this fight?
Well, it's really for them because, like, it's a very rare event. Just we have a lot of girl boxers in our own club. Kelly's a real role model, probably their first real big sporting memory as such, you know.
What impact has Kelly Harrington had on women's boxing?
Oh, huge impact. Like, Katie initially, and then Kelly was sort of always there. And the thing about Kelly is she's such a positive person. Like we're here today with, like, 9-year-olds, 8-year-olds, 7-year-olds. Like, that's the type of role model you want for kids, you know.
I'm Carly Gannon, and I'm 11, and I'm from Clondalkin.
And Carly, you're a boxer?
Yeah.
And what does it mean to you to be here today watching Kelly Harrington?
It means a lot because I was watching her last week when she got the silver medal, and I was really happy when she got it, and I'm so excited, and I hope she gets it.
Do you think one day you could be at the Olympics?
Yeah.
And why do you think that?
Because if I train hard, I can do anything.
Alan O'Keefe, I'm from Portland Road.
And what does it mean to be here this morning?
Great. It means great. Great for the area. As you can see, we're all up at this hour to support Kelly. It's unbelievable. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
How long have you known Kelly?
Since she's a kid, yeah.
And did you ever think you'd see this day, fighting for gold?
Never thought I would, but she's here now. Whether she wins or not, she still is doing this town proud. Like, so, yeah, it's good. It's good. It's good for the kid. Look at the kids there. That's what it's all about. And a good ambassador she is. That's all I can say. Look, she is very good ambassador for the area.
What does it mean to Portland Road to have this positivity?
Just look around you. It's some buzz. It's a great buzz. It's a great feeling.
I'm Nicole Preston and I'm from Portland Row.
What does it mean to you to be here this morning?
It's just amazing. Like, so we all grew up together. So all my life I know her. Like, it's just the best.
And when did she get into boxing? And when did you think she'd end up in an Olympic final?
It's hard to say. Like, we always knew she loved the sport. Like, she always was very energetic and stuff. And she always loved doing things. But she always kind of was a boxer, you know. She was always there kind of sticking up for everyone when we needed help and stuff. But it's just amazing. It's an amazing feeling. Like, we're all buzzing. Like,
there's a lot of little girls here today, including one in your arms here. What do they make of Kelly, and what does it mean to have Kelly as an ambassador for them?
Amazing. Like, she's an inspiration. Like, even during the lockdown now, she'd always be setting up groups, you know, for everyone that's suffering with mental health, and, you know, trying to organize, like, fun days and runs and stuff like that. So she's just amazing. Like, she's such an inspiration to all of us, including myself, like, and especially to all the little kids. Hopefully they look after and go along the good roads, please God.
My name is Beau Preston, and I'm from literally down the road from Kelly's house.
How old are you both?
I'm 12. When I was growing up, I used to always see Kelly out about trying to do stuff for other people and just really helping the community with a lot of other things. And I think she's an inspiration to a lot of people because I know I'm definitely inspired for my boxing.
So you box, do you?
Yeah.
And is that because of Kelly?
Yeah, I think so, because I didn't know if many girls did boxing, and then my dad and my mum told me that it's better for your local community to do boxing, and then you know that you're doing it for everybody, and yeah, it's just great.
My name's Sloan Preston, and I'm from Ballymun, but my nanny and me, all my aunties and my dad and all lives up here, so I always compare to them.
Are you a boxer?
Yeah, I'm a boxer, and I've been boxing for about 2 years now, and I really enjoy doing it, and when Kelly does win this, boxing's going to go very up for girls as well, and I just love boxing. Like, boxing's just so good, and it just makes you work so hard, and, like, don't give up on it if you are, because, like, when I was doing it, it was hard at the start, but now it's real good.
And is Kelly one of the reasons you're in boxing?
Yeah, Kelly and Katie Taylor. It just got me into it because I was watching them.
Do you think that you could be in an Olympic final someday?
Yeah, well, I'm hoping one day I could be on the telly, because I'm hoping to stay in boxing for, like, a real long time now, and be probably like Kelly and Katie Taylor one day.
Well, it's about to start, so I'll let you go enjoy it.
Thank you very much.
Young and old watched on in awe. Then came the moment that Kelly Harrington was declared Ireland's latest gold medalist. Neighbours then descended on the Harrington household to share in their celebrations with Mother Yvonne, Father Christy, and brothers Christopher and Joel.
I'm in bits. I'm delighted.
Did you watch it this time?
No.
Christy, how are you feeling?
Magnificent. It's like being in Alice in Wonderland.
Your daughter is an Olympic gold medalist.
This is a real goal. This, like, we had a Celtic Tiger, fool's gold. Kelly's bringing on, get a real goal. Just bring it on us. That's what she's doing.
Joel, what was it like watching the match?
Like any other one, I can't believe tonight, you know, that she's capable of getting a win. Always confident, always trusting in her. And again, she does it when she's so damn nervous, when she's just going stiff and going to ice. She loosens up, expresses herself. It's what she does. She's the best in the world. She's the best in the world. Go on. Get it!
As the celebrations died down and the reality began to sink in, her father, Christy, expressed his pride.
For her, that flag on her, being raised for her and all that, that's what Kelly wanted, that's what it is. You've seen it flowing over face. Two immense.
What do you think was going through her head there? There was a lot of emotion.
What's going through her head? Donuts, pizza, I'd say. Yeah, that's what I'd imagine. Donuts, pizza and our dogs. I'd say that's what's going through our head. I'm buzzing for her to go home.
Yeah. Christopher, was it worth the trip home from Iceland?
Absolutely, yeah. I don't think you need me to answer that. Look, look at the scenes here. Anytime Kelly fights, you get nervous, of course, but also supremely confident in what she can do, like she showed today. She's always at her best when it matters, so she needs to experience what we're experiencing today, because that'll mean more than any medal to Kelly.
And that was Kelly's brothers, Joel and Christopher, speaking to me on Portland Row earlier. And we can now talk to Kelly's brother, Christopher, live on the programme. And he flew home from Iceland for the occasion to watch the fight. Christopher, what was the highlight of this morning for you?
The highlight of the morning, I think, was just seeing what Kelly brought to a community, you know. Just seeing everybody out together watching the fight on the big screen, up in the close, after the fight, seeing everybody on the street, and just knowing that Kelly's done that for a community, for the county and for the country.
One man down there said to me it was Portland Row's Italia 90.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I've personally never seen football do this for the country of Ireland. I've never seen football bring an excitement or a buzz around an area, certainly in my time, Italia 90, USA 94, Korea 2002, I've not witnessed as big as a buzz of in an area as I have with Kelly. So to be a level above that is special. But you know, she deserves everything. The work that she's put in, the person that she is, it's all come to fruition for her.
And you could see how much it meant to Kelly during the medal ceremony and in her post-match interviews as well. What was it like watching those from your perspective? And have you had a chance to talk to her at all?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we know Kelly well, and it's like what I was saying, it means, and then she actually said it herself, for me, knowing Kelly, it would mean more to Kelly to lift the people of this area. The people of Ireland, more than winning an Olympic gold medal, she's got the gold, of course. But I think the words that she said in the RTE interview after, in terms of lifting the nation, that she can actually do that. She doesn't say things like that. She actually means it, you know. And that's the type of person she is. So yeah, just great that she can do it. Like, and lives by what she.
sorry to cut across you, what do you think life is going to be like now for Kelly, and does she have any downtime after this?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, Kelly's just a normal girl like that, just likes the same things as everybody else. She loves her family, she loves her dogs, and she enjoys the simple things in life. So yeah, I just hope that people obviously respect her privacy and give her the time that she needs to be or to get sorry after she comes home, and just allows her to settle down. And obviously being an Olympian, Olympic champion, sorry, is a massive thing, and with that comes attention. But I hope that she just gets the privacy and the respect she deserves in terms of media, and letting her breathe, and letting her take her own accomplishment in, and just letting her do with our family and stuff, you know.
And that's right, your house has been a very busy place over the last few weeks. And tell me, when is she due home, and are there any plans for a homecoming?
Yeah, she's due home on Tuesday, and I think obviously the area around her, they've done a lot of things, like, you know, obviously today getting the big screen, and it's a party for the kids later on, which is great. In terms of Tuesday when Kelly comes home, I'm not sure exactly what the plan is, but I'm sure there will be something. But as Kelly would say, like, round by round, so step by step, it's, whatever happens, you know. But we're just all happy to get to see her, me especially. You know, I haven't seen her in over a year and a half, so I just can't wait to see her, regardless if she was an Olympic medalist or not. But
well, enjoy.
The fact that I get to see her when she's a gold medalist is great. So
enjoy every minute of it. Christopher Harrington, brother of Kelly Harrington, thanks for speaking to us on This Week, and we'll be back with more reaction to Ireland's Olympic performance after the break.